This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I can't get the smile off my face today. I don't know why. I don't know. You know what I need to hear? I haven't heard from her in far too long, Chris. We need to check in with our favorite congresswoman from Florida, Maria Salazar. Checking in. Hey, how's it going?
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen. Thank you.
Listen, Chris. Thank you. All right. I'm going to get to emails and blue versus red and all this other stuff. I promised you good news, didn't I? Look, there's enough darkness out there. Nuclear war and the economy sucks and gas prices and oh my gosh, they're after the kids and yeah, it's all bad. But I saw this today and I thought to myself, oh, finally, some good news. Something that'll make not just me feel good, everybody feel good. Here's the headline. It's a disastrous situation. Women leaders are leaving companies at the highest rate ever. What, Chris? Well, it's fine. We can make jokes. I think that this is the greatest thing that I've heard in quite some time, if I may say so myself. What, Chris? We're talking about less office gossip in the workplace. We're talking about less of a headache. Oh my gosh, I need a personal day. This is wonderful news. Praise God. I love this country. Now, obviously, everything's terrible. All these companies, Microsoft just laid off 1,000 people I saw yesterday. All the big boys. The big boys, the Microsofts, the Bank of America's, Goldman Sachs of the world, they always know what's coming. Mainly because they always cost what's coming. So they always know what's coming. It's going to be a bumpy road for quite some time. It's going to be a bumpy road. What are we going to do? At least the women won't be in the workplace, Chris. This is going to make things more peaceful for everybody. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I've been thinking about what you keep saying about institutions being used against us and what you would do as king of the United States of Jesse. For me, those brand new 87,000 IRS agents would have their hands full auditing drag queens. I wonder how many report those tips to the IRS. We have to use the power when we have it. Push our useless representatives to crush the communists. Listen, thank you. Well, let's talk about that. Something we talk about a lot. Let's talk about that. Because traditionally, I don't know about for you, for me, that's not something that sounds appealing at all. Use government power to crush my political opponents? That's not what I want. Maybe that's what you're saying to yourself right now. Jesse, I don't want that. Well, I should be clear about something. I don't want that. I think that's an awful place to be, where you're using your government power to crush me, and then I take over and I use my government power to crush you. What kind of world do you want to live in? What kind of country do you want to live in? Let's focus on that. What's our end goal? What do we want? We want a country where the government is teeny tiny, limited, severely limited, and we can live free. That's what we want. We don't want to live in a country where they attack us and we attack them using the forces of government. That's a terrible place to be. Everybody wants to be in a place where the government is small and we can live free. Okay? That's what we want. But again, this is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. It's my show. Let's deal with the world as it is, not as we want it to be. The world as it is. Had this conversation with my son the other day. Has some teacher who's just horrific to him and basically everyone else. Dad, it sucks. Dad, it sucks. Okay. Huh? You think every teacher is going to be sweetness and light? You think every boss you ever have is going to be kind? Find a way to deal with it. Buck up, buttercup. Let's deal with the world as it is. The world as it is this, you and me, normal people. We are surrounded. Culturally, we are surrounded. We have cultural pillars. Every culture has pillars on which the society itself rests. Education, religion. Government is part of that whole thing. Sports, entertainment. These are the things that hold up a society. The societies are held up by these pillars. We lived and let lived for so long that now the communists who hate us, they've taken over each one of these pillars. I'm going to play for you something real quick, and you're going to get mad, but I want you to listen anyway. This is a teacher in Virginia. I want you to listen to this human being, and I want you, as you get mad, that's fine, you can get mad. I want you to understand the things she says, yes, they're crazy, but the things she says, they're extremely unpopular as well. That we're talking 90%+ of Americans hear this teacher, and they flatly reject everything she has to say, and yet what she's saying is the only acceptable school of thought across every cultural pillar I just named. Listen to this. Listen.
Well, hello. My name is Carly, and I'm a first-year Arlington County teacher at Long Branch Elementary School.
Gosh, her voice is annoying.
Oh, okay.
I'm also a queer person, and the proposed model policy on trans students is just one of my many issues I have with Glenn Youngkin. In May, I graduated with my master's in special education. I did my master's study on queer inclusion in public schools, specifically because of the rise in anti-trans hate in public schools.
I'm going to pause there for a moment. Bear with me for a moment. She just got her master's in queer inclusion in public schools. Do you know how long it takes and how much work it takes to get a master's degree? That human being put in all that work and took all that time with a purpose. That human being has a purpose. That human being is religiously committed to her purpose. Her purpose, well, here she is.
Across this nation. My study told me that including trans students in all spaces is best practice. It also told me that there are trans kids of every age. One I actually worked with in my student teaching, he was in the third grade. All of this brings me to my most important point. Why does this government not trust me with my master's degree I worked hard and paid for to know how to do my job? Why is my profession and expertise so policed? Glenn Youngkin's children went to private school. I went to public school and dedicate my whole life to public school every day. Perhaps people like me know more about public school than him. I want to be trusted to do my job.
Okay. You got it. So what's this have to do with using IRS agents? And should we use our state power against the communists the way they do against us? Well, that human being right there, as big of a nutball, child abusing nutball as she is, she is religiously committed to what she believes. Every single cultural institution now is run by people who think exactly like that. It doesn't matter that it's wildly outside of the norm in America. That's what all the cultural institutions now believe. They all believe that stuff. If we're not going to use state power to fight back against these people, I will ask you this. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let me ask you this. If we're not going to use state power, what's going to stop them? And I need an explanation. But look, I'm sorry. I'm going to need that explanation because I hear so much and I understand the sentiment from small government people because I'm a small government people. I hear so much. We can't do that. Then it's just a vicious cycle. Then that's not who we are. Jesse, it's not constitutional. No. Okay, I got it. Let's say I give you all that because all those are great points. I get it. I understand it. Yep, totally true. What's your plan to stop them? Don't tell me what's wrong with my plan because this has to stop. The repeated mutilation and abuse of children across this nation must stop. The sexual grooming of children across the United States of America, it must stop. We will not stand by while America's children are abused ritually by their teachers, their psychiatrists, their doctors, and their parents. We will not allow ourselves to live in that country. If you don't like my plan, fine. I don't like my plan. What's yours? Anyone? Because I never get an answer to that question. You know what I get? Well, that's not who we are. Nope, not what I asked. What's your plan? Well, it violates the Constitution. Nope. Not what I asked. What's your plan? Give me a plan. Because right now, children, they're being massacred and mutilated. What's your plan to stop it? If you don't have a better one than mine, go back to the bench and sit down and shut up. All right, that ended up being a little more forceful than I wanted. But anyway, the answer to your question is yes, let's use those IRS agents. All right. Blue versus red, police forces, record lows. Uh-oh, we have emails and more still to come. All that got me hungry, Chris. Got me worked up. You know what we need to do? Because Biloxi Shrimp, they have recipes right there on their website. We need to figure out what shrimp recipes we can cook up in the toaster oven here in the studio. What? Don't shake your head, Chris. Not when I say we, I obviously don't mean you. You can help us prepare them and then watch Michael and I eat the delicious shellfish. Anyway, stop eating communist shrimp. 95% of your shrimp comes from countries that hate our freaking guts. Comes from overseas, not Biloxi. It's the highest quality because it comes from right freaking here. American Shrimpers, right out of the Mississippi Gulf. Family company. They share your values. Buy quality. And buy American everywhere you can, now more than ever. I love this stuff. We eat shrimp all the time now. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off the whole order. They deliver it to your front door. Doesn't matter where you are. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we'll get to this Black Lives Matter stuff here in just a second. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Michael handed me a most popular candy list because I realize Halloween's coming, and a lot of this list is solid, but you remember the old Sky Mall magazines they used to read when you were flying? Just stay with me. Chris doesn't even remember them. But Chris, it used to be when you flew, because we didn't have cell phones, definitely not smartphones and all these devices people use, you were bored on a plane. If you didn't bring a book, you were bored. And so there was a magazine in the little pouch in front of you, and there was always a Sky Mall in there. And I've told you before about Sky Mall. You open it up, you can buy an authentic Game of Thrones sword or a wallet, you know, in a dog bed. You know, just call order whatever you want. Yes, the big Sasquatch I wanted to buy people. Yes. Part of this would be advertising. Remember, it's one of those things, anything free is paid for by advertisers. So there'd be advertisements in there, and you'd see these a lot. There'd be top 10 steakhouses in the country. And you'd look and you'd think, wow, that'd be cool. It'd be fun to eat at all those if I could afford it. But every now and then, one of those steakhouses on that list would be from a city you're familiar with or from a city you're from. And you'd say to yourself, wait a minute. That's not even the best steakhouse in town. It's not even close. How is it possible they're on the best steakhouse in the country list for Sky Mall? Well, they paid for it. I mean, I have no evidence of this, but they paid for it. I'm sure they did. And when I looked at this candy list, just really quickly here, I thought, yeah, okay, a lot of this looks legit. They put the legit things on top. Some things, nah, someone paid for this. Number one, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. No one's going to argue with that. Even if you're not a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup person, you can't look at that and say it shouldn't be number one. And two, you want to talk about domination. Two's Reese's Miniatures. Okay, not my thing, the miniatures, but I get it. Again, three's Twix. Yeah, no problem there. That's great. Four, Kit Kat. Eh. Five, Snickers. Okay. Again, none of these are crazy, but here, this is the one that gets me. You go all the way down to, again, more Reese's, more peanut butter M&Ms, more Butterfinger. Number 12. I'll tell you what. Let's start with 13. 13 is Starburst, 100 Grand, M&Ms, Nestle Crunch, Rolla. Okay, all the classics. Skittles are 19. Number 12, though. No way. Number 12 is Three Musketeers. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, you're crazy. Three Musketeers is delicious. Jesse, I love Three Musketeers. Okay, look, I can't judge your personal disgusting preferences when it comes to food. I'm not judging you. It's not that. You know why I know that's a lie? And why I know somebody bribed someone? Have you ever been in a situation, maybe Halloween, maybe it's at your office, maybe you have this on your desk, where you have the little candy variety pack you bought at the grocery store and you dump the little minis out? Oh, look, the kiddies want a sucker, that kind of thing, you know, like Joe Biden. Anyway, what's the last thing left in every single one of those bowls? Every single one. You know what the last thing left is? The Three Musketeers. I know it. You know it. Your personal preference or my personal preference doesn't matter. It is such wretched trash that people will sift past the Three Musketeers for days and days and days until there's nothing left. And even then, they'll look in. I've seen this. I've done this. They'll look in. Oh, nothing but Three Musketeers left. And they'll just move right along. This is the same crap restaurants pull with the fruit bowl. It's not a fruit bowl, okay? Stop lying to me. It's three blueberries and a half a strawberry that you diced into fours and then a bunch of melon. You think I can't see that my fruit bowl's all melon with a blueberry on top? What, Chris? No, Chris, we're not going to talk about melons right now. That's not what we're talking. But we know what it is. Restaurants, I know what you're doing, okay? Candy list, I know what you're doing. I see right through you. I know what's happening in cities, too. Red versus blue. Major cities police forces are at record lows as Dems deny defunding the police. New York City has the nation's largest police force, over 35,000. It was down over 1,000 officers in 2021, and it slashed the budget by $1 billion. I thought it would be helpful. I thought it would be helpful because George Floyd's name is back in the news. Courtesy of Kanye West.
I watched the George Floyd documentary that Candace Owens put up. One of the things that his two roommates said was, they want a tall guy like me. They want a tall guy like me. And the day when he died, he said a prayer for, you know, 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. He said a prayer for 8 minutes. They hit him with the fentanyl. If you look, the guy's knee wasn't even on his neck like that.
Okay, that obviously is making the rounds. The Kanye West comments. He's been trashing Chris's people for a solid week now, and now he's out there saying the thing you're not allowed to say. George Floyd, the patron saint who was given so many memorials in this country, I've lost track. George Floyd had lethal doses of fentanyl in his system. Now, maybe we should pause for a moment and go back and remember, because something else happened today with the CDC that's going to tie directly into this. Truth does matter. We're not going to allow them to do what they always do. What is that? I'll explain in a moment. Now, here's the truth about something else. When my buddy told me, because I was complaining about my eyes get really itchy when my allergies get bad. When my buddy told me to get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm, because I always have air purifiers, he said, oh, it's the best ever. And I got my first one. I actually texted him a picture of it and said, dude, what is this? Thanks a lot. Because it's so small. It's just this little black box. And I'm used to an air purifier being this big, loud tower. And here's this tiny little Eden Pure Thunderstorm. He said, just plug it in. Trust me. I plugged it in my bedroom, came back an hour later. It smelled so good. My sons were in there with me. They promptly stole it and took it up to their room. I now own six of them. You want to talk about allergy relief that's palpable? I don't even own over-the-counter allergy medication anymore. Viruses, mold cleaned out of my air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com because they have a deal on a three-pack right now. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3, that's Jesse in the number 3, that gets you $200 off a 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Odors gone. Allergies gone. Things are friggin' miracles. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3.
Talk about things that nobody cares.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, remember, you can email the show anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, all are welcome. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the CDC, it's breaking news from today in case you don't know about this.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
CDC voted today unanimously, not one dissenting vote, to put the COVID vaccine for kids on the list of required vaccines for your children. What does that mean? Well, your state, one, has to handle it itself. But what that means is your blue state you live in, they're 100% simply going to pass a law now that requires your child to have the COVID, air fingers quote, vaccine before your child can attend school and other things. Who's been telling you to move to a red area because it's getting worse and worse and worse? But I'm going to tie this all back to George Floyd. Stay with me for a second. All the way back. Let's go all the way back to George Floyd, day he dies. I'm always suspicious. Always, and you should be too, whenever anybody tells you, whenever all the masses tell you, no, there's one truth, don't question anything, no. I mean, I saw the same video everyone else saw, and I know it was terrible looking. It was an awful looking video. Dude sitting there sweaty, crying, dying mom, and then dies. It was awful. It was awful to watch. I saw the same thing you watched. And like always, I just decided that was the moment I should sit and shut up. I almost combined those two words, sit and shut up, Chris. That would have been bad. I should sit and shut up and wait and watch. Just like I did during COVID, just like I've done for everything. Sit, shut up, wait, watch. And immediately it was, black people are oppressed in America. Cops are racist. Cops are hunting down black men. We need fewer. Take the cops away. Take their funding away. Cops suck. Cops are the enemy. Cops are the problem. Urban black communities would be havens if it wasn't for the cops. And I remember thinking to myself, hold on a second. I can be critical of police malfeasance, and I am, without believing the outright lie that the cops are the problem in the urban black community. That doesn't sound right. And I also remember thinking this. Okay, that's a bad video. Someone should investigate. But man, that really seems like a Minneapolis problem. Why are they burning down cop cars in New York City? What? Wait, what? What happened there? Well, here's the truth. Here's the adjustment we have to make. The truth is, things like COVID, things like St. George Floyd's death, what these things were painful but necessary revealing moments. And here's why I say that. It's what, 2022? We don't have to go back to ancient history. Let's go back to 2018. All right. 2 years into Trump's presidency. You know what? No, because then you'll just give credit to Trump, and that's not the purpose of the exercise. Let's go back to 2014. Not exactly ancient history, right? Obama's president. And Obama sucked, right? We love Trump. Obama sucks. So Obama's president. But 2014, you wake up, you get a message on your phone. Hey, check out what the CDC said. The CDC has put out a memo nationwide that there's a new deadly flu strain out there. There's a bird flu strain. There's a new deadly flu strain. And you had better go out, double your dosage of vitamin C today. If you heard that in 2014, that's like yesterday, what would you have done? Chris just said it. Gone out and get some vitamin C. Of course, well, the CDC is saying it. What are they lying? Why would they lie? The CDC wouldn't lie. Clearly, this is an organization full of doctors and nurses that are on the up and up, and they're just here to take care of you and me. Look, I'm an untrusting person, and I would have gone out to get some vitamin C. Oh, honey, look, we don't want to come down with this. What about the kids? Yeah, let's go get some vitamin C. Do we have any vitamin C? Fast forward to now. CDC comes out today, and they put out some comical ruling. that kids who aren't in danger from coronavirus should get a, quote, therapeutic that does pose a very real danger for them. Remember, children across America are dying. They're vaccine dying and being vaccine injured as we speak right now. I don't care how much that offends you. We have all the stats. We have the eyewitness testimony. We have everything right now. But the CDC puts out a recommendation today, and you know what it does? Nothing. Oh, don't get me wrong. The blue areas, the blue states, you're screwed because the states are going to pass this requirement and they're going to try to force that poison into your kids. But you, did it sway you at all today? Because Americans overall, even Democrats, they're not getting their kids this thing. The numbers are shocking. They're just, people aren't doing it. But the CDC just came out today. It was unanimous. Give this to your child. He should be on his 19th booster. Why hasn't he stroked out yet? You know, that kind of a thing. Didn't move anybody. Everybody collectively rolled their eyes. Now, that's not ideal. That's not ideal at all. Ideally, you want a CDC that gives out information and recommendations you can trust. That's what you want. That's what I want. But if we can't have that, and clearly we can't, I would like to know if my CDC is full of lying scumbags. And now we know. Either they're lying or they're stupid or whatever the case may be, they certainly don't have your best interest at heart. Maybe it's about money. Maybe it's about power. Who knows? But now you know. Now, that's not great, but at least you know. Same thing back to the George Floyd thing. We were told immediately, wrap your mind around this. We were told immediately that Derek Chauvin, the cop in that case, was a vile racist preying on Floyd for the color of his skin. Okay. Can you name me, with the exception of Donald Trump, can you name me the human being in the United States of America who withstood more scrutiny on his background than Derek Chauvin did in the wake of George Floyd's death? Do you have any idea how much everything that guy ever said or did was gone through with a fine-tooth comb? And did you know, I know all this got lost in the noise, but did you know there was never even a tidbit of racism that came up in the guy's past? Oh, there was talk about his time as a cop. Was he an excessive force guy? Was he? And again, I don't know the answer to these questions. Maybe he was. But as far as racism, prejudice, hates black people, they went through every little millimeter of that guy's life and nothing ever came of it. Not even an old buddy. Not an old email he sent, a little meme he laughed at that his buddy sent him. Let me ask you something. Is that your story? If they went through every text and email you ever sent, would you have something inappropriate you've laughed at? Derek Chauvin came out of that completely clean. And yet every single part of the system told you that George Floyd was innocently out there helping little old ladies across the street. And this vile Klan member tackled him to the ground and choked him from behind with a knee. My point is not about Floyd or Chauvin or the CDC or anything. My point is this. It is helpful, although hurtful, to find out your institutions are beyond trust. You can't trust them. I know that hurts, but it's helpful. We talked about it before. If you've ever been overweight, it's that walk up the stairs where all of a sudden you can't breathe and you say to yourself, oh man, I got work to do or I'm going to have a heart attack. Sucks to find that out, but at least you know. Hey, at least we know. All right, I'm going to get to some emails. But first, I want you to give me $11. Actually, I take that back. I don't want your $11. I want you to give $11 to widows and orphans. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they started, obviously, after 9/11. A wonderful organization. They believe all the way in doing good. That means building smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. It means paying off mortgages for widows, Gold Star widows, widows of first responder families. All they ask is $11 a month. You can sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. Go now.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to a couple things here. Dear part-time radio host, you know you already used the food poisoning excuse a couple years ago. Why don't you have imaginary Chris come up with a few original excuses so you have a new one when you're out next week? Since we know you're only part-time these days, I'm wondering how many fish you caught on Monday when you were quote-unquote out with food poisoning. Maybe you should run for Congress again so they're only in session half the time. You'd fit right in these days. You know what? That's not very nice. These emails are not very nice. Dear vacation-loving Jesse. This one's called. That's terrible. Vacation-loving Jesse. The subject of the email is frequent vacations. Why? Are you not nice? I'm such a nice person. I need to apologize to Chris for my lack of faith in his motivation slash work ethic. When I didn't see the podcast episodes on Monday, my first thought was Chris must have forgotten to load the podcast tonight. Turns out it was another excused absence for you. From now on, when I can't find the show, I'll assume you're off on another vacation to an exotic city downing $75 tequila shots. And Chris, I apologize. By the way, thanks for keeping the show kid-friendly. I can't get my 7-year-old to stop saying Buenos Tardes. And of course, when my 4-year-old found out recently, or my 4-year-old recently said, Jesse, please kiss my baby. Next generation of anti-communists are on the way. That's from Matt. Matt?
Buenos Tardes.
Buenos Tardes to the kids. Brother Jesse, in light of your fascination with the mafia, I thought of an addition to your portfolio of titles, The Godfather of Gab. I kind of like that, Chris. What? I like Godfather of Gab, but then I can refer to myself as the Don, right? Don, what, Chris? Don Jesse. I like this. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the support from a rare source. Hi, Jesse. I just want to say thank you for recommending the Hero 2020 non-lethal pepper ball gun. I got it in the mail today. Couldn't be more excited. Now I have something to protect myself when I have to cross state lines into the Communist Republic of Illinois to visit my family who is stranded there until they can afford to move to a red state. The non-lethal gun makes me feel more comfortable carrying a weapon in my car when visiting states like Illinois. Look, remember, always check your state's restrictions, no matter what state you're in or what state you're going to. That's another reason I love Hero Gun, the flexibility of it. And I love that it takes away the excuse for non-gun people. Because I know you have people like this in your life, or maybe that's you. Maybe you didn't grow up around guns. Maybe you had a bad experience with them. Maybe you're just flat out uncomfortable with them. The only way to get people comfortable is by using them. But if you're someone who won't use them, a Hero Gun is a great alternative or supplement if you're a gun guy. It's non-lethal. It'll stop them in their tracks. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. There's no excuse, right? Point and squeeze. Everyone can do it. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, get you a special discount. hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Grassley, this is Senator Grassley of Iowa. FBI has voluminous evidence. Chris, did I say that? What? Is that not right? I think that was right. Don't. What are you looking at? That, well, I nailed that. I'll be honest. I've been holding out for that headline for a couple hours because I wanted to go over it in my head a couple times. I knew I'd nail it, Chris. FBI has voluptuous evidence against the Biden family business. Remember back to what we were just talking about how the cultural institutions are corrupt? Man alive. You want to talk about the reputation hit of reputation hits? The FBI. The FBI, the second you hear FBI, you scoff and roll your eyes now. I know I do. I'm not judging you. I do too. The FBI, Let's do keep in mind the FBI approached Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook and told them preemptively to censor the Hunter Biden story. We are dealing with a dangerous organization. Now, if you don't ask me, ask Herb Garrity, to be specific. He is the pro-life activist facing 11 years over violating the FACE Act. Remember, the local, no one charged him locally. He slammed the Biden administration. And I just want to say, these pro-lifers who are out there being arrested, they deserve our support. I'm working with another guy. I'll keep you posted as much as I can, trying to find if there's some way we can support these people and help them. We're not going to just leave these people out to dry. Dear Queso Warden, I heard a statistic the other day that only 1/3 of the youth 18 and under are in the workforce compared to 20 years ago. My husband is in management in the restaurant industry, and he says it's extremely hard to have youth work for you. There are so many regulations that it's almost not worth it to hire them. Are we to blame for part of the workforce shortages over regulation of this demographic? Or have parents failed by not making part of their upbringing be to get a job? Curious your thoughts. Okay. Well, I have a few thoughts. One, child labor laws. Sorry, Chris, you know I'm not going to let this go. I'm not. And I realize this is the most out of left field point of view ever. But when I say child labor laws, what do you picture? Everyone pictures the same thing. I know what you picture. What's the image you have in your head? Chris, what is it? Coal mines. Oh, yeah, everybody. Kids at the coal mines see some kid there with a lucky strike hanging out of his mouth and soot on his face at the age of 7. Coal mines. The second I say child labor laws, you think, I don't want them in the coal mines. Well, child labor laws are absurd. They should never have been passed. And namby-pamby Americans who saw a few pictures of kids in the coal mines and said, somebody do something. They're responsible for so much of the problem we have. You know that your 11-year-old should be allowed to have a job and probably should have a job, right? You realize that. I have an 11 and 13-year-old. My kids would be excellent hires at wherever you are. As far as gophers go. No, not at $7 an hour, minimum wage. That's ridiculous. No, of course. Maybe it's worth $2-3 an hour. Maybe a 5. But you need something picked up, he'll pick it up. Need something swept up, he'll sweep it up. You need something taken care of, he'll do that. There's value in that. But instead, what we've done as a nation, and this comes back to wealth. All right, there's a real wealth argument here from what we are as a country. Now, I'm not saying you're particularly wealthy, but we always do have to keep in mind America itself is wealthy. We are really, really, really wealthy. Our standard of living is absurd. We just have things other nations don't have, and other nations in the history of the world have never had. Our standard of living is really, really high. Well, what's that have to do with kids and not launching? Well, rich people, you know what rich people all seek out? I mean, virtually all of them. I know a few of these rich people now. You know what rich people seek out for themselves and the people they care about? I will tell you in a moment. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.